A federal appeals court has ordered the government to pay more than $1 billion to oil companies in a breach of contract case. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, the case involves drilling leases sold to the oil companies more than two decades ago.
Back in the early 1980s, oil companies bought leases that entitled them to drill for oil off the California coast. They did exploration work, concluded the sites had potential, but before they could begin producing oil, Congress passed a law giving California expanded authority over offshore drilling, and the state subsequently told the oil companies they couldn't drill. 11 companies, none of which are household names, sued the federal government, claiming the rules for drilling were changed by Congress in the middle of the game. While the Court of Federal Claims did not give the companies everything they had wanted, the court did award the firms the amount they'd paid for the leases, about $1 billion. It was that ruling that was upheld yesterday. Attorney Stephen Rosenbaum, who represents the oil companies, says while the companies would have preferred to drill on their leases, a $1 billion judgment is not a hollow victory.
This is not, in the larger scheme of things, the business outcome that they would like to see. But obviously, as compared to the result the federal government would have preferred, which was the companies walk away with nothing, obviously we've achieved a much better result than that.
The federal government could appeal the ruling. Meanwhile, many Republicans in the administration and in Congress are pressing for more offshore drilling. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.